Every time Ray Main has to enter a public bathroom, it's a challenge.
You just feel out of place rather than included because you're going to this bathroom specifically made for you, and it's just like, oh, here I am. Or I could go into the quote-unquote normal bathroom.
That's because Ray identifies as gender non-binary, which means they don't feel like a boy or a girl, so they use they-them pronouns. Ray's feelings about bathrooms are pretty common among people who identify as non-binary or trans. The debate over where we do our business has become the newest battlefront in the cultural war. Here at Ohio University, after trans students voiced their needs for gender-neutral public restrooms, university administrators decided they needed to study the issue.
So I formed a committee, because that's what you do. I brought in the designers and the architects and the faculty. There were some faculty, women, gender, and sexuality studies it became, and then and the LGBT Center and ADA. So we had all of these different people with different interests.
That was Diane Bouvier, the Director for Equal Opportunity and Accessibility. In 2016, the committee sent a survey to all staff and students at all the Ohio University campuses, and those answers helped the committee come up with a concept of more inclusive bathrooms under an idea called universal design.
So you design a space with the intention of meeting the needs of as many people as possible.
Using the universal design concept, the university decided to name the new inclusive bathrooms single-user bathrooms, meaning people with children, the elderly, and people with assistance, not just gender nonconforming and trans students, can use the bathrooms. A full list of all the single-user gender-neutral bathrooms can be found online on the LGBT Center website, and a continuously updated list of accessible spots can be found on the Equity and Accessibility webpage. But not all students find these inclusive options comfortable. Ray says they find single-user bathrooms isolating and would rather have a different option.
Making more gender-neutral bathrooms and making them multiple-user rather than single-user. It would be nice to, like, have a bathroom that I, like, don't feel awkward in.
But what Ray might not find awkward, someone else might. And that's the tension with inclusion. How do you create inclusive spaces when we all have so many different needs and perspectives? How do you make sure everyone feels included equally? It's complicated. It's messy.
I don't know what the solution is. So my goal is, like, we should make decisions around the campus that really make it easy for people to do what they need to do. If we haven't figured out a solution, then it's good to let us know.
Well, Diane doesn't have a clear answer. She knows you have to keep trying. For The Outlet, I'm Kay Germa.